Good evening, Rabbi Isai. A major, first of all, big mazel tov to Josh, who had a baby girl, and naming the baby Shabbos. It's wonderful. This year is sponsored by Aryeh and Adina Perlman, Le'ilei Nishmas, Aryeh's mother, Perel Bas Pinchas. Allah Shalom, Neshama Shabbat Aliyah. Now, the name of this year is called Slip of Tongue. What is the reason why it's called Slip of Tongue? Last week, our sugya was a sugya about a Gemara and Brachos. And we said two different shatim in the Gemara and Brachos. There is really a third shot. And what's so interesting about this sugya is, usually, yeah, Shkayach, thank you very much. Usually when you hear a lamdisha machlaikis, usually it's not negeya halachla maisa. Because it's lamdas, how you understand this, how you understand that. But over here, it is 100% negeya halacha l'maisa, in the most amazing way. So I'll give you a quick recap of the sugya of the Gemara and Brachas, the way Rashi, the Rif, and Tosfos learned. Then I'm going to tell you the Ramban, and then I'm going to bring you to another sugya, and we're going to attach them together. But just to give you an idea of where we're going, let's say somebody was holding the Havdalah, he's saying Havdalah, and instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Bairi Menei B'Samim, he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Bairi Mairi Aish. So is that fine? Why not? It's the wrong bracha.
You have to say another bracha.
Okay.
It depends if he smelled it.
What's the question, and where did it get so nitty gritty? So the question is going to be: there's always, let's say you say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Nei Misam, and Baruch Maria Eish. Oh, Baruch Hashem, and Baruch Maria Eish, Baruch Nei Misam. What should he do now? Tech Dei Dibor, he changed it. So you're saying Tech Dei Dibor, you changed it, no problem. You changed it. Right? I'm not gonna just say wrong. I don't want to make you feel bad because you're not entirely wrong, but it's that we see Tech Dei Dibor doesn't always work. And sometimes it works unbelievably well. And we have to figure out why sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't work the way we would like it to work. That's really what we know. Well, we'll see what the Magen Avraham has to say about it. That's where we're going to get to. And let's just give another reminder from last week, a very important case. Somebody davening for the Amud, or even by himself, and he said, instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. Could he change it to Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim? You're saying, why not, right? Why not? Why can't he change? We know this idea that Tech Dei works. First of all, we are in the world that they come from. Like, what's the source? Whenever a person sees a halacha that he doesn't understand, what's the thing he should ask? I want to know the makar. Like, for example, I'll give you like hats by davening. Where does it come from? Like, where does it come from? Now, just because you don't know where it comes from because you didn't learn enough, doesn't mean that, forgive me, but you just said, but yeah. He can take it.
I can take it.
Fine, no problem. So the point is, we have to know where it comes from. So you see the word Tech Dei Dibor, is that Dairaisa? It works even on a Dairaisa? Really? Let's say somebody said, Baruch Hashem, Kedim Al Chilam, Baruch Hashem, Allah, Eitz, Val Priya Eitz, and then he realized that it was bread, and he starts saying, Azan, it's Oilam, Kulev, Tuvoy, Bechem, Chazim, Rach. Could you change a Dairaisa, Bracha? Bracha Satire Dairaisa. You start saying, Baruch Hashem, could you change it? Tech Dei Dibor on the Dairaisa? You're saying, why not? Okay, so Tech Dei Dibor works even on the. Where did that come from? We know that the Gemara says it in a bunch of places. I want to know what's the longness of that? But that's really going to be part two, because we have to get through a few cases to highlight what is going on. So what we said last week with Tosfos on Brachos Daf Yud Beis, where the person says Brachos Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. So Tosfos, no problem, you could switch it. Why? Because the person knew it was Yontif. Those are the words of Taisus. Taisus says, and I'm going to read it again.
Because he used to sing it by rote.
He knew it was Yontif. So the person had a slip of tongue. Hence, the name of the shir is slip of tongue. He had a slip of tongue. Now, this is a very important piece. Why? Because this is what we spoke already last week. Let's say somebody completely forgot that it was Yontif, thought it was Shabbos. And then somebody says, I don't want to say what words you would say, you shavants. It's Yontif. So he says, oh, yeah, I'm a Kaddish Yisrael Vazman. So is he allowed to change then? Is he allowed to change then? Meaning, Taisa says, you want to know why you're allowed to change? It's because you know it's Yontif. You just had a slip of tongue in your words, but your intention was correct. Your intention was correct. Let's say you didn't know. I'll give you another example. Let's say you didn't know what the Saris Mechshuva. You totally forgot. You totally forgot. So you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh. Then you said, Hamel HaKadosh. Then somebody screamed out, Hamel HaKadosh. Like you did the worst Aveira in the world. You know, the worst. So, are you allowed to change it? Meaning, when it comes to saying brachas, how much is the intention of the right bracha me'akiv in the bracha? The way Taisus says, although the Mishabura disagrees with this point, he's going to disagree with Taisus, but in the words of Taisus, you could only change when your intention was in the right place. Your intention was to say Mekadosh, you knew it was Yontif, you just had a slip of tongue, you said Shabbos, then you could change it. However, if your kavana was Yontif itself, your kavana was Shabbos, and you changed it to Yontif, it seems from Taisus you're not allowed to change. And the question is why? Like, whoever said kavana makes a difference. So you didn't have proper kavana. What did you say? Did you say or did you not say? That's the question we mentioned in the shir last week, and we didn't get to a resolution. We didn't get to a complete resolution. Let me just give you a case of we are Teich de Dibur works in a way that has absolutely nothing to do with brachas. As Lenny spoke out, let's say somebody goes over to a lady and says, I'm a Kaddish you. Ach, I have second thoughts. No. The problem is, yours was, you're right, Teich de Dibur works 2 seconds later, buddy. You're a little bit past that. So therefore, you can't change. Teich de Dibur, does it work to change? Dalach says no. You can't change. The Gemara in the Darm Daf Pei Zayin, which we have in the second page, says, the Hilchasa Teich de Dibur Kedibur Dami, except Chutmi Megad, if somebody curses God, God forbid, and says, I take it back. Sorry, buddy, well, you can't take back. It's the first wide line. Somebody to the Zara. I take back my service to the Avodah Zara. To Yashka Pundrik. Yemach Shemai V'Zichroi. Umakadosh Shemagar. Somebody divorces his wife. He's like, oh no, okay. It's not going to work on my YouTube channel. Okay, let's take it back. So that those things you're not allowed to do. However, everything else works. I'm going to give you an example where it does work. A crazy situation. Somebody hears that Loyalenu, the parent, died. So they tear a kriya. Then they're told, you made a mistake. The parent didn't die. So they made a mistake in their kriya. Okay? One second. Hold on. But they were korea for their father, and then they tell the person, it wasn't your father, it was your son. Naboth. So the Gemara says, if it's Teich de Dibur, you could, the ripping works. You understand?
Your father ripped, now you found out it was your son.
Let, Let me give you even a better dogma that the Gemara says. The Gemara, this is on page 2, 4 lines from the wide lines. The Gemara says, somebody has a sick person in the house, and the person went into a coma or a faint. They thought he would die. They thought they Vikara and the Kriya. And then they realized, no, he's not dead. And then the person died. So the person did Kriya before the actual death. Loyalty de Kriya. Are you that doesn't work? You and Zayu, Osama, what's with you people? Oh, you do say, okay, sir, okay, you're on the right side. Amr Shim and Padi, Amr Bishum and Levi Shum Gabara, Loshen, well, Shemethak, they were after they were Kadibur Dami. Says the Gemara, that's only if it dies after Kadai Dibur. But if it dies, Kadai Dibur, that means the person rips, then all of a sudden you hear the beep, whatever you hear, then the Kriya does work. Meaning, the Kriya is going to work. That means the person didn't die yet. They ripped and the person didn't die yet.
They count?
If the person died, Toich Dei Dibur, it works. But the person wasn't dead. The person wasn't dead.
I'm going to go retroactively.
But somehow Toich Dei Dibur is going to make it that the Kriya is going to work. And you say, what? How does that work? When the person ripped, the person wasn't dead yet. You have to be Kriya Al Mesai right. On that person. So what does that do? Does it mean that the Kriya happened later? Does it mean that the dead person happened earlier? Or a third side, I'm saying Glumdus right now, does it mean that the Kriya, the actual tearing happened later? We look at it later. We heard the dead person earlier, or we look at it as one frozen moment in time when it's Tech Dei Dibur. Those are three studs how to understand Tech Dei Dibur. But somehow it works. You're saying retroactive. I'm saying maybe it's all time is together. That these 3 seconds are considered one moment of time. Maybe you could say it like that. We'll see. Well,
four, and then he got 5 minutes later.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, it's only Tech Dei Dibur. What's my point? We see Tech Dei Dibur works. What about somebody who makes a Kenyan and says, okay, I'm buying a house. Makes a Kenyan and then, you know, realizes this is the dumbest thing he ever did. So he's like, I'm not doing it. Now, the guy made a Kenyan. You make a Kenyan, it's over, right? Wrong. You could go ahead, Tech Dei Dibur, go back on a Kenyan. That's right. Oh, that's the question. So this is what the Ron wants to know. We're in the world of Tech Dei Dibur, and what are the mechanics of it? He wants to understand, give me the mechanics of Tech Dei Dibur. He wants to know. The Ron and the Dharam and this Gemara is very bothered by what is the mechanics of Tech Dei Dibur.
Tech Dei Dibur, the way we're translating it, gives you a 5-second warranty. That's it.
Fine, you can say 5-second warranty.
No, but like some places even 30-day warranty. 30-day return policy.
What shaykh is when it comes to ripping? When it comes to tearing, Kareh Al Mesai, how does Tech Dei Dibur work like that? You go ahead and make up a story over here, by the way, the Ram may say like you. But I'm asking a question. Let's.
The ripping of the Mesai.
We said Tech Dei Dibur, we know, somehow works. We know the Gemara and the Dharam brings down that somebody tears because he hears that he thinks that he has a dead person, his loved one is dead. Then the doctor's like, not dead yet. And then Tech Dei Dibur, the person died. So when he ripped, the patient wasn't dead. You're able to go back on it. You're able to go back. You're not able. The Kriya counts. So that's a warranty?
That makes
sense.
That case doesn't make any sense.
Somebody had intent for a law of that person, but the person wasn't dead yet.
That doesn't make sense to me.
What if somebody intended
to? Okay, so I have a question for you. Let's say the person dies 5 minutes later. Is it going to work? No, the Gemara says no. So what?
If it's
all about intention, if it's all about intention,
he died.
Okay, so then we have to go ahead and give a shear on what's considered dead or not considered dead. That
case makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to you.
Well, the other ones make sense. So the kissing a bracha. Or the Mekach or the Kenyan makes sense. That case.
So we have Tech Dei Dibur when it comes to Kenyan. You back up at the Kenyan, you did a Kenyan, like, I'm not doing it with you. I'm not like that horrible feeling that this is the wrong piece of property to buy. You go out to court, you could take it back.
Jewish,
though. American,
you would probably.
So we know.
Signed, right?
We know when it comes to. We know when it comes to being made for Nedarim, he annulling the vow. He annulled it like, oh, I didn't mean to annul it. Technically, it works. We know it doesn't work when it comes to cursing Hashem, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Kedushin, and Gerushin, that doesn't work. So when does it work, when does it not work, and why does it work, and how does it work? Fine, but let's go back to the brachas, because now it's going to give us insight. We know Tosfos brings down, somebody said Mekadosh HaShabbos, instead of Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, comes along Tosfos and says, you could change. And the words of Tosfos are, you want to know why? Because you just had a slip of tongue, you knew it was Yontif. Person said Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then he said, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, no problem, said Tosfos, you want to know why you could change? You knew it was Yontif. You need the Kavanah, your Kavanah. And we asked, why the Kavanah? Kavanah, who cares about Kavanah? Kavanah has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. By a Kenyan, you made Ad Kavanah to be Kaina, and then I changed my mind. Ad Kavanah for one thing, now the Kavanah for another thing, I'm changing my mind. So I'm changing my mind. That works. Tosfos is saying, you want to know when you could go ahead and change it when it comes to brachas? When you knew the whole time it was Yontif, and now I just had a slip of tongue. I said Mekadosh HaShabbos, I could go ahead and change my mind. What is Tosfos talking about? Only Tekel Dei Dibur. But why is Tekel Dei Dibur dependent on the fact that you had the right kavanah the whole time? What about somebody who is saying Sfir Saimer, and he says, Hayayim, what was tonight? Tonight's was 31, right? So somebody said, tonight, I benched it already. So somebody said, tonight is 32 days Laimer. I have 31. Could you change? Now he really thought it was 32. He really thought it was 32. But he fixed it. So are we going to say the same thing? According to Tosfos, he had to actually know it was 31. And by mistake, he had a slip of tongue.
He corrected by mistake. That means he's corrected.
No, somebody screamed out. It happened in the shul. You screamed out. You're wrong. Like, what are you saying?
Is that too late?
No. He did it on time. He changed it on time. But if he didn't know the right date. According to Tosfos is sticking in, I want to bake it in our heads. Tosfos had this idea that you have to have the kavanah for the right thing, but just a slip of tongue, that allows you to change Tosfos Dei Dibur. So therefore, I knew it was a 31 tonight, I just by mistake said 32, then I could change it. But seemingly, according to Tosfos, I would not be able to change it if I really thought it was 32, I said it was 32, and now I want to change. Now, I don't know if we're going to pass it like that. We're going to have to go through the sugya. We're going to have to ask, why would Tosfos even dream to say such a thing like that? Why can't you change? Where do we have this idea that Kavana is going to be Ma'akev? Yes.
So the person David Muhammad, for whatever reason, wasn't able to do the sphere. So
you said sphere as well.
I said it now. So you said 28 days. Some guy with the black hat yelled at me. 27.
You stuck in the black cap for a Havas Yisrael.
100%.
Tons of a Havas Yisrael.
And then wait, that's part. Yeah. I was right. So now what? So first thing,
oh, no.
I was right.
But
so
the
I
guy said, did not I, have a black cap.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. The guy, 28 was the right day. I said 28. The guy yells at me and says, no, it was 27. So I now said 27, right? And then I was like, no, you're right, Zabel, as usual. And
this this then, question. You didn't hear as usual. Well, you heard it now, and that what was going on in his head, let me tell you. So first of all, this question is really the question, the exact. Is it wrong?
No,
question is the. Exact question that is brought down in the Mohammeds. We're going to see. So we have to. I could always go further in questions, but I just have to review this piece of Gemara because this piece of Gemara is what holds the key. It's the foundation of everything. The Gemara had a case of a person holding a cup of beer. The word of the Gemara was, he thought the beer, which is shahakal, by the way, shahakal, he thought it was wine. he had in mind Bari Priya Gafen. Then he realized he made a mistake, and he said Shachal Niyabidvar. That's the way Rashi learned the sugya. So the Gemara wants us to know, what do you do? Do you go after what his kavana was? His kavana was Hagafen, and he messed up his bracha. Or you go after the chasima, and his chasima was good. And the Gemara does not resolve what to do in that situation. Now, in our brains, we don't even have a question, because in our brains, who cares? He said the bracha right. Who cares what his intention was? But Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam, Tosfos, all disagree with you and say it's all about one thing, the kavanah in the head. And the Machlokes and Tosfos, what the paskin? Should you be machmer or should you be mekel? Tosfos brings one from the Rif that it's a suffix to Rabbanon. It's a suffix to Rabbanon and it's Lakula. And from the, it's a subject of Rabban Lakul, and the Re is Machmur. We explain Pshat and Rav Kiva Eger why to be Machmur. Now, let's go to the next step. Came along the Machamis, and we have this Machamis on, where was that? On page one. What did the Machamis say on page one? He said, Rashi totally got it wrong. He said, Rashi, sorry, buddy, you missed the whole boat. You read the text of the sugya completely wrong. You're misinformed. You don't know the sugya. You, according to your pshat, it's good, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says something different. And the way the Machamis explains the shaila of the Gemara is that the person said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Nivadvari, he was holding a cup of
beer.
Fine. The shiloh of the Gemara, this is where the shiloh of the Gemara was. What the Gemara shiloh was, you were holding a cup of, again, it's totally not even in our text of the Gemara. I just want you to understand. It's not even in our text of the Gemara. So it says the Machamis, we have it over here on page one. It's kedai to see it inside to look at it. So the Machamis is the second last paragraph, and he says, three lines from the bottom, Al posach akasa. Cut to the shikra. He started shakel, the tov, the chazir by v'sayim the chamra, and he ended at hagafen. So he said brachot Hashem al kivacham shakel nivadvari, and he ended off wrong. He said bar pri hagafen, exactly Zavol's case, except Zavol, it wasn't the bracha, it was the svira. It wasn't the actual bracha, it was the svira. But it's the same type of thing. You started off right, and you ended off wrong. I had brachot Hashem al kivacham shakel nivadvari on this water, and then I say by a prayer gofen. Does the toich de dibur mess it up or not? That is the way the Mohammed understands the question of the Gemara. So it's interesting. So that question that he has, he will say, well, we don't have a resolution, so what should he do? So he should be lenient.
To the third time? Again.
You didn't say the bracha again? I want you to know the Mordechai says in Megillah, if you made a mistake in the Mordechai, you are going to have to say the actual bracha again. But we'll see. Allah HaMaisa. Well, no, yeah, but he said the case that you started off right and you ended off wrong. He said the case like that.
You did it right.
I did the thing. I said 28, right? Then somebody yells at me, right? And then says 27. So I said 27. Just not with the
brother. Let's put things in the perspective, because we saw Gemara in Brachas. We started off with, we have so many pieces of information that we don't have a resolution for. But the main thing we're pinning on is the whys and hows of Toich de Dibur. We know it works when it comes to Kriya by a mace. The person ripped before that person, that worked, right? We know when it comes to brachas, we know it works. We don't know if you have to have the proper kavana and it's just a slip of tongue, but you could actually have the wrong kavana. Let's open up to page three in our in the sheets. There's more over here if anybody wants. Savo, you want? Oh, you know what? Okay, what's that? Lenny, how long do you know Savo for? Says, this is Shulchan Aruch, okay? Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Where's your father? Okay. I was just wondering. Says the Mechaber like this. Listen how crazy the Mechaber, what the Mechaber is going to say. Says the Mechaber, Lacha koishal sheikhar oishal mayim. The Mechaber says, you took a cup of water, or beer, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you had in mind to say Shehakol. This is a totally different case. We didn't have this case before. You had in mind to say Shehakol, B'tavar Rabbi Pirkei Avot, and you ended off with the wrong bracha. You actually said Baruch Pirkei Avot, but you had in mind Shehakol. You ended off wrong. You didn't fix it. You didn't fix it. You said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And you knew it was Shehakol. So what would you say? Well, there for sure it's not good, right? Because there, your kavanah may have been in the right place, but you actually said wrong.
That is what you said.
Well, again, the Ramban asked in Rashi that in, when Rashi learned the sugi over there, that your kavanah is not ma'akov. We never find a thing like that. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein machzir noisa, you do not go back. Why? At the time when you said Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, loin diskaven el bracha ruyu lo yisamin, you had kavanah for the right thing.
It counts.
So we see over here how far the Shulchan Aruch takes it. The Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Rambam, and they understand the sugya to mean kavanah. Now, think about this. The sugya of the Gemara we had was you had kavanah for the wrong thing. You had this and you had kavana for Bayer Priya Goffin and you ended off right. This
that
is
okay
that the Gemara doesn't resolve. That the Rif said it's a Safik Rabbanon, so it's Lakula. But over here, the Rambam is going to the opposite case. You had kavana for the right thing, but you ended off wrong. You hear that, Mr. Spear? You have kavana for on your Shehakol for Shehakol. And you had a slip of tongue, you ended up by a Briya Goffin. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. Because for the Ikra Kavana is the main thing. Well, that Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Now, the Mishabura does not like the Shulchan Aruch. So he doesn't like it so much. By the way, I want to tell you something. You see, we can't just argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Remember we brought down from the Tzemach, Tzedek, from Lubavitch, he says, anybody who's separating himself from the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, I paskin myself. You know those people? I don't need a Shulchan Aruch. I could paskin myself. He says, "You don't work like that." Yeah. Shulchan Aruch had this. But he was bringing down that you can't just argue in the Shulchan Aruch. But then we brought down that the Rama argues many times, and the Magen Avraham argues sometimes, and the Gra. Yeah, right. But no, they're not. The Shulchan Aruch wasn't a Rishon.
They're all
Achroinim. I'm just saying they're all Achroinim.
So an Achron can argue with them.
Yeah, but not us. Not. No, the Rabbi Yosef was from the early Achroinim. So my point is over here that Shulchan Aruch comes along the Mishabura, and Mishabura says, absolutely not. And the Mishabura, he says, listen to his words. If you take a look at Aleph, this brought down. Most people argue on the Rambam and agree that you don't go after his mindset. And therefore, you have to pass him like that. So the Mishabura disregard the Shulchan Aruch. And he said, no, you have to make another brach. Now, I would say, why? I would say, okay, listen. You have the Rambam, right? Rambam was a big man. He wasn't a little man, right? And Shulchan Aruch passed him like the Rambam. Now, you have a question on the Rambam because you're saying, well, we don't go after your kavana, we go after what you say. But what did the Rambam paskin? And what did Shulchan Aruch paskin? You said, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Bar Priya Goffin, who cares? Did you have in mind Shehakol? Yes. Now, to go ahead and say, well, most Rishonim don't go like that. So therefore, we're not going to, and you have to make another bracha. I would say, at least look at it as a Safik brachas. But here he's like disregarding the Shulchan Aruch, wiping it clean.
Are there sources?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Rambam.
No, but it's all Achron.
Rambam is a Rishon.
It's having a difference.
Okay, it's a certain time frame. I'll bring a. I know what to bring. I have a chart that will show you what the Rishonim Achronim are. Okay, so he doesn't pass. Fine. Then he brings down. Shulchan Aruch brings down, v'yesh oimrim, if you take a look at the base over here in Shulchan Aruch, Shimlochach kais shecher, if you took a cup of beer, aymaim or water, v'savar shu yayin, you thought it was wine. So you took a beer, you thought it was wine. So what? And what happened? Upasach baruch atah Hashem l'kinim achilam, aldav salayim or baruch v'yagafen. You said baruch atah Hashem l'kinim achilam, to say baruch v'yagafen. V'nizkar shu shecher, and you remember it was beer, aymaim, v'sim shakal, yatsa. So you had in mind, what did you have, beer? You had in mind for what? What do you have in mind, for the right thing or the wrong thing? For the wrong thing, but you ended off with the right thing. That's also good.
Mishabura, that's fine.
Because he goes. Mishabura, hold that.
By what you said.
Mishabura, that's fine. Shulchan Aruch is saying both ways are fine, as long as you had kavana either in the beginning and you ended off bad, or you ended it right. Either way is going to be fine. Shulchan Aruch said either way is fine. Mishabura doesn't like the way that you ended off wrong. He says the main thing is the kavana. Now, this wasn't that you actually. Coleman, what are you going to do with here? Okay, now let's get more complicated. Next, okay. No, yes, you did. Okay, Beit Reish test the base. Rabbi says, "Could I have to see it inside?" Yeah, it's tedious. It's a long sugya, but that's how you make great things. I mean, that's how you get big places. If you wanted a little Chumash Vartalov, come 8:15 Shabbos morning. But they're not little, they're actually beautiful Varts, but that's easier. Shulchan Aruch Reish Tes Beis. That's the next piece. Lokach Koishal Sheikh Ramayim. Now he's giving a case. He's giving a case that you took beer or water and you made Bracha Tashemekim Lachlom Be'er Piyadasim. Oh, now I actually said the wrong Bracha. And then what happened? V'tech Deidibar Nizkar Shta. Then he remembered he made a mistake and he changed the shakalim b'dvarai. You're yaitza?
Everyone
agrees. Everybody agrees to that. Now, what did you think you had in your hand? Does it make a difference? Or does it not make a difference?
Well, all she did doesn't make a difference.
You want to say it doesn't make a difference? Yeah?
That's probably
something. Said the Mishabura. Said the Mishabura, you're 100% right. Even if you thought you had wine and you said, Baruch Hashem, Lankin, Machlon, Bebre, Gafen. Doesn't make a difference. Even though your thought process was that it's wine, you are able to fix it up. So we see over here, Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura are not saying like the way Tosfos said. Remember Tosfos said that you had to just have a slip of tongue when you were saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos and Davening? Then you're like, oh, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. According to Tosfos, you had to know the whole time it was really Yontif. The Mishabura says we see a very similar case. You had a cup of water, you thought it was wine, and now you say Baruch Hashem Lankinim Achlom Be'er Pri Hagafen. Then you're changing it to Shakal Midavari. It's okay. So we see you did not have to know the right thing. You could have had kavanah for the wrong thing, and it's going to be fine. That the Mishabura says kavanah for the wrong thing, you could be fine. Very important thing to speak out that the Mishabura does not go like the way Tosfos says. Fine. Now, what about a case of the Bayer Ma'aria ish case we had? And here's where I want to leave you off with a question. And again, you look at a painting, you look at a big painting, you know, what am I trying to bring out? Good things you have to work for. Relationships take time. You know, it just doesn't happen to all of a sudden everything works out. Right? All the shows, right? Like all of a sudden, like in 1 second, pumped when they're videoing it, all of a sudden now the whole relationship is fixed, right? The one time prescription, I got it. I figured out your problem. Doesn't work like that. Not when you're building something. Over here, it takes time. I want to read you the Magen Avraham, and it's mamish, a hard Magen Avraham to understand. And the Mishabur brings down the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is on page 3, and it's the second to last paragraph. He said like this: what goes first, Bekech Ivrim or Mabish Harumim?
Bekech Ivrim.
So the guy. Him, and he made a mistake. He said Malbish Harumim. The top of the verse, Malbish Harumim. The Chod of Amar Tech Deidim or Pekech Levrim. And then he goes back. Baruch Hashem Lankinim Achlam Malbish Harumim or Pekech Levrim. Okay, what would you say? What's wrong? You could go back on it. Why not? Even if you thought it was the wrong thing, you could go back on it. That's the way the Mishnah were paskins. You could even have thought it was the wrong thing. You're like, no, I'm supposed to do it in the proper order. Says the Magen Avraham, Tzarech Iyan Em Yatzah Pekech Avraham. It's a Tzarech Iyan. if you could go back on him. Now, Magen Avraham was no small man. Why in the world is the Magen Avraham having a problem? Let's say the case. I'm supposed to say B'kechubrim. By mistake, I had a slip of tongue. I said, Mabisharum. So I switch it back.
Actually, you agree to both. When you say it, you actually sign the book. Though. Doesn't matter because you're going to say all 15.
You might say all 15, but you're supposed to say it in a certain order and you realize you said the wrong thing at the wrong time.
The order's not marking
either. Yeah, but does it work or not work?
It works.
You put the milk in the rum, doesn't say it works. He says that it doesn't work.
Kavanah matters.
Why Kavanah matter in this case? That's exactly my question. Why over here is he like making a problem with Kavanah? So he says, and he says, it depends. He says two cases. The first case, the guy didn't have kavana for Mal Bishurum. He said, Baruch Hashem HaKadim HaKhilam, Mal Bishurum, sorry God, Pekechavim. He didn't say the word, sorry God. He's like, I don't know if you could go back. Why not? And the second case, he says, is you actually had a kavana for Mal Bishurum. You had it in mind with kavana. Then you realize you did it the wrong order. So the first case was, you just had a slip of tongue. You meant to say Pekechavrim. You, by mistake, said Mal Bisharum. You actually fix yourself up. I don't know if you could fix it up, says the Magen Avraham. And then the Magen Avraham says, you know, I'm going to give you another case. You had Baruch HaTashem HaKadim HaKadim. You meant to say Mal Bisharum. Like, oi, the wrong order, Pekechavrim. Says the Magen Avraham, Avul Miskavim Mal Bisharum, Yotzei Dei Mal Bisharum, Yoyotzei Mal Bisharum. Fixing up Pekechavrim, nah. Yoyotzei Mal Bisharum. Why? Why?
Well,
you fixed it.
You make another bracha upon it then? What do you not say it? Because it's something brachas. What do you say?
He doesn't say. I don't understand. The whole thing is, it's we are in the world of Magen Avraham coming from that. All of a sudden with his Mal Bisharum B'Kechavrim, like, why is he making problems for us? Like, it's a bracha in the morning. Like, okay, it's a nice thing to do, right? But okay, very nice. It's the praising Hashem in the morning is really beautiful. Now, I'm not putting it down. I'm saying that he's making a problem over here out of all places when it comes to when Shulchan Aruch clearly says when it comes to Bar Pia Geffen, you switched it, you can switch it. Why is he making a problem over here? So you want to say it's different over here? You want to say, but Skunkel is Avlon, he says over here is different. Over here, saying it wrong somehow, you can't fix it up. Now, let's go on the second case of the Magen Avraham. Let's say like you for a second. Let's say that when you are having kavana for Mal Bisharumim and you send Mal Bisharumim and you're like, oh, this is out of order. That's your bracha. You can't, fixing it up, you had kavana. So your kavana is the whole bracha and somehow it's, that I hear, but in the, when you didn't even have kavana, you just had a slip of tongue. You said, bracha tasha makinim achilom, Mal Bisharumim. You're like, oh, you pekeh chivrim. And you meant to say Pekechavrim, to say that he's not sure, that's something you need explanation. So the Noid Yehuda gives an explanation, but the explanation doesn't give, it needs to be explained a little bit more. It needs a little bit more. Let's say one more case, the case of Bayer Ma'iria Eish, the last case of the Magen Avraham. He said like this, Misha Amar Achar Brichas Hayayim Bayer Ma'iria Eish. Somebody who said, obviously, next week, the point is going to be to say a lumdus on it, be able to answer up all the different pieces. I'm going to give lumdus, we'll explain it, and then we'll see if we could answer off why it works here, why it doesn't work here, how it works. But over here, we're just bringing a lot of pieces to the picture, like a crime scene, right? They put up all the stuff and like try to connect the dots. Over here, we're putting a lot of information out there. Then we're going to figure out why we are why here, why here, why here, not. Last case we're going to throw out for tonight. Magen Avraham says, somebody who said after Baruch Misha Amar Achar Brachas Hayayim Bayir Me'ari Eish. Similar case. What are you supposed to say first? Baruch Hashem HaKadim HaKadim Bayir Me'ari B'Samim. And he said, but instead of saying Bayir Me'ari B'Samim, he said Bayir Me'ari Eish. And then he said, oh, Bayir Me'ari B'Samim. You're going to be Yaitse.
B'Samim.
That you could change. But then he said, Avada, you have to go back and say Bayir Me'ari Eish.
How is it that different than the one before he just said?
100%. This is crazy. Magen Avraham just says things. He doesn't explain things. He just says it. He said it like this. You had a mind for B'Sam. He starts with, you had a mind for B'Sam. And by mistake, you say, no problem. You could go back on it. The exact same case by Pekechavrim and Mal Bisharumim, by over there, he was a tzarchi. He was like, I'm not sure you could go back on it. there, for some reason, you want to say the vart more personal. I've never vart, but we'll go over there. You can't. He's not sure you could go back. But says the Magen Avraham, if when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Barim Ha'Eretz, you actually thought Barim Ha'Eretz because you thought that, then he ends up neverly davka kinyan skav b'shas the bracha b'sam. In the case where I said you could fix it up, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Barim Ha'Eretz. Oh yeah, I meant Barim Ha'Eretz. That works. Because your mind was on the besamim, that you could fix up. But if avul kinshinis kavan al eish, but if you had kavana on the eish, you were yaitz of the eish, and then you go back on the besamim. So according to him, you say baruch Hashem kol barim eish, and your wife's like, "What's the matter with you? Barim besamim, okay, barim besamim." But since you had a mind for the eish, so eish your yaitz, you can fix it up. We have the same question: why can't you fix it up? Why can't you fix up the order? Who cares the fact that you had the wrong kavana? Kavana doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah Berurah says very clearly when it comes to brachas, kavana doesn't make a difference. So let's say that question again. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber says, you said, you thought you had wine in your hand, you changed it to shahakol, no problem. It's your yaitzeh. The Magen Avraham knows that Shulchan Aruch. And at the same time, he says, a very similar case. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Bayrim Ba'Ariya Eish, and then you're like, wait, this is wrong. Bayrim Minei B'Samim. Then you were Yotei Ha'Eish, and then you do B'Samim afterwards. Why? Why can't you fix it up? That's one question. Second question is, he says that he does agree that if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you had a mind to say instead by mistake you said by Ma'ir-e-ish, then you could fix it up. But when it comes to Malbish Arumim, for example, you say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you were about to say nu, by mistake you had a slip of Malbish Arumim, and you fix it up, there he's not sure what you're allowed to do. And he's so much explanation. And we thought Tech Deidi were simple. You could fix it up 2 seconds. Why not? And it should be simple. It really should. Somehow you're able to fix it up. We know you can fix it up. You know when it comes to a Kenyan, could you fix it up? Could you change your mind? Yes. But when it comes to somehow to changing the words, that's different. Remember, by Kriya, it's not words. It's an act. Somehow that works. By Kenyan, I made a Kenyan, and then I'm like, I'm going back in it. No problem. But over here, all of a sudden, sometimes, yes, yeah, sometimes not. Why by brachas is anybody giving us a hard time? Like, what's the pshat in that? Why should it be a hard time for us? So we're going to stop here. Mirta Shem, we're going to continue next week. And Shkoyach Aryeh for sponsoring it. And perhaps Shavuos by night, which we had so far the past 2 years, were unbelievably successful, the shiurim. Maybe we will say a shiur about wearing black hats, especially when it comes to davening for the Amud. How does that sound?
Doesn't have to be black.
And any hat work? The caps work? Do Congo golf hats work?
I have a brown hat.
Clown hat.
It would have been happy with a brown
hat. Clown hat.
Size hat.
In this sphere. Yeah, but this sphere. Listen, if you're saying a spear, Josh, then we have to. He was right.
One guy, the whole
school. And the only guy wearing the black hat. We see Hashem was sending a message.
Black hat doesn't matter.
Rata Gadbach, the self-figure of the Darmus, the Shneva, the Chavis, the Matsuka, the Tarav Yadir.